This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush has outlined an ambitious new direction for space exploration. He's proposing the development of a new space vehicle that would serve a base on the moon and eventually could travel to Mars. The plan would terminate the space shuttle program by the end of this decade. NPR's Richard Harris reports on the ramifications for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
NASA's human spaceflight program hasn't had a true mission and strategic plan for 30 years, since the Apollo missions to the moon. As a result, the space agency has struggled to find a path forward. In a speech at NASA headquarters yesterday, President Bush noted that astronauts haven't even left Earth orbit for 30 years.
America has not developed a new vehicle to advance human exploration in space in nearly a quarter century. It is time for America to take the next steps.
Bush suggested as a first step an idea that has been floated many times over the past several decades, including by his father in 1989. Build a base on the moon. He said NASA should send astronauts back to the moon by the year 2020. The president views the moon as a staging area for further exploration.
Lifting heavy spacecraft and fuel out of the Earth's gravity is expensive. Spacecraft assembled and provisioned on the moon could escape its far lower gravity using far less energy and thus far less cost.
But that is only true if the moon base can manufacture its own rocket fuel. So that would mean building a power plant on the moon, presumably to generate oxygen and hydrogen from ice in the lunar soil. The president said Mars would be the next step, but he didn't say when. NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe said that's one advantage of the plan. It can progress in small steps rather than as one massive effort. One part of NASA can work on new propulsion systems. Another can help figure out how to protect astronauts from long-term exposure to radiation in deep space.
To the extent we can't figure out how to conquer the challenges of long-duration spaceflight, that becomes a limiter on how rapidly you can proceed in that regard.
The shorter-term challenge of the program is to get funding. The Bush administration plans to give NASA a small budget boost, just $1 billion more in the next 5 years. Another $11 billion would have to come out of existing NASA programs. O'Keefe was vague about what programs would be scaled back to make way for those that fit the administration's vision. Congressman Sherwood Bollert, a New York Republican who heads the House Science Committee, says he thinks it can be done without gutting NASA's most productive programs, namely space telescopes and unmanned space probes.
We're going to make darn sure that space science is not neglected or harmed in any way. We're not in the business of trying to do things that are going to work to the disadvantage of a program that is very important, and space science is very important to our overall endeavor.
One victim will be the space shuttle and quite possibly the space station. The president called for completing the space station in the next 6 years and then retiring the shuttle. Russian spacecraft could still carry people and supplies to the station, but the shuttle is currently the only vehicle that can carry large cargo, and it's the only vehicle with enough power to reboost the station and keep it in orbit.
I think you're seeing an end in sight, a date uncertain for the useful functioning of the International Space Station.
Bollert says the Bush administration's plan is reasonable. Representative Barney Frank, a Massachusetts Democrat, disagrees. He says the Bush plan may start off modestly, but the expenses will inevitably balloon.
The bill, which will be in the hundreds of billions for this, will come after he's left office, so he will get the glory, as he would like to do it. And later on, when we are trying to make Social Security payments and trying to make Medicare payments and trying to deal with other important social needs here on the Earth, we'll have this terrible financial problem, and he'll be sitting home watching.
Even so, Frank concedes that the Republican-led Congress is likely to approve the plan and set NASA on the road back to the moon and possibly beyond. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.
President Bush's speech and a timeline for his plan to establish a moon outpost are at npr.org.